SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump standing firmly by Pete Hegseth.
The president-elect reiterated his support for Hegseth, writing on social media that the former Fox News host has charisma and is a winner. Trump's defense of Hegseth comes as the nomination faces some resistance in Congress over allegations of drunken misbehavior and sexual misconduct. Earlier this week, it was reported that Trump is already considering alternative nominees, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Joni Ernst, and Congressman Mike Waltz. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tough talk from a top Russian diplomat who says Moscow does not want a war with the United States, but will use all means to defend its interest. Sergey Lavrov argued in an interview with Tucker Carlson, while Russia and the U.S. are officially not at war, Washington's permission for Ukraine to use American longer-range missiles for strikes on Russian territory presents a very dangerous escalation.
If they are following the logic which some Westerners have been pronouncing lately, that, well, don't believe that Russia has red lines, they announce their red lines, these red lines are being moved again and again and again, this is a very serious mistake.
Also at SRNnews.com, a potent storm delivering intense bursts of snow across parts of the northern United States, knocking out power, also creating very dangerous travel conditions for a number of commuters. Michael Piancetti is the operations manager for Brown County Highway Department in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Take your time. Don't use your cruise control. Don't slam on your brakes. And just slow down. Don't tailgate people. And just take your time.
And this is SRN News. Guess who's visiting Notre Dame?
President-elect Donald Trump says he'll attend rededication ceremonies at the 861-year-old cathedral in Paris on Saturday. The church was devastated by fire in 2019, and France has spent millions of euros to repair it in a process that required the relearning of certain medieval building techniques. Mr. Trump writes on Truth Social, President Emmanuel Macron has done a wonderful job ensuring that Notre Dame has been restored to its full level of glory. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates moving to repeal a 15-week abortion ban in Arizona that conflicts with an amendment approved by voters last month. The ballot measure amends the Arizona Constitution to allow abortions up to fetal viability, about 21 weeks of pregnancy. ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and Center for Reproductive Rights have filed suit in Maricopa Superior Court. This is SRN News.
Stocks rose to records after data suggested the job market remains solid enough to keep the economy going, but not so strong that it raises immediate worries about inflation. The S&P 500 climbed 0.2%, just enough to top the all-time high set on Wednesday as it closed a third straight winning week in what looks to be one of its best years since the 2000.com bust. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 0.3%, while the NASDAQ Composite climbed 0.8% to set its own record. Treasury yields eased after the jobs report showed stronger hiring than was expected. The Dow was down 123 points to close at 44,642. The NASDAQ was up 159 to 19,859. The S&P 500 gained 15 points to 5960. This is the Wall Street Business Report.
More details at srnnews.com.